Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe SQ. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris bunts in front of the plate. SQ fields it and throws to first for the out. Donaldson moves to second. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is hit by the pitch. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe SQ is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. SQ hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Sims moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Sims moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sims scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebert covering, for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is hit by the pitch. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Donaldson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Monday reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. Monday moves to third. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater is walked intentionally. Jackson moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. Jackson scores. Cater moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater scores. Duncan moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson takes first base on ball 4. Dobson moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Paul now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Monday strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Rudy now playing left field. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to second. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Hall reaches second base with a double. Monday throws the ball into Cater, who tags Hall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cardinal scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cater hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sims strikes out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dobson strikes out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. the Indians will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing left field. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Sims hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball towards right. Jackson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jackson. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. LeMay pinch hits for Vern Fuller. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.